Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for this seed. Get ready, because I brought you into a time and you've seen many beginnings as well as endings. And yet, with the endings, get ready for new ways to expand, new ways to grow. The Spirit of the Lord is realigning and adjusting some things for thee. I feel by the Holy Ghost that the Lord is working behind the scenes. I can also tell you that God says that you're going to come into a time of new confidence and new increase. I can tell you by the Spirit of the Most High that right connections are coming before thee. And you're going to see that between now and around about the 10th of October, favor in communications, favor with people in authority, favor with those in power. And you're going to find that your communication skills are going to be quite powerful now. You're going to find that you're going to be able to impress those who are in authority. New professional opportunities. You might land some new things, new work, new opportunities. Promotion I see all around thee. The Lord says write, 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 and continue to keep on writing. I see extra income, or a new source, favor, surrounding maybe loans or mortgages or even taxes. Or maybe even insurance, some kind of a break that could end up blessing you. I can further tell you that the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to have a gift of networking, more networking, much more than usual. God says get the business cards ready. God is going to remove the repression and the oppression. If you need to go ahead and obtain a loan or something surrounding a mortgage or address something of that nature, God says do it now, between now and the end of the month, because you have a gift for words and persuasion. Father says around the 24th, this could bring some new opportunities, maybe to higher education or maybe even travel. And yes, you should be writing. In October, you'll go with the flow and there will be no need to worry. I can further tell you that the Lord is moving, for the Lord says the seeds that you have sown shall begin to blossom and grow, because around the 23rd to around about the end of December is going to be a time where the seeds you have sown shall begin to prosper and they're going to begin to reach fruition. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that there is a move of the Spirit, and you're going to get rid of some old ways of thinking, some old ways of doing things. The dream world shall be quite open unto thee. You're going to end relationships that you've outgrown, and you're going to move forward. I heard the Lord say unto me, because you're going to find that around the 23rd of October, circle that date, God's going to touch your career area, and he's going to usher in some new professional opportunities. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the prophetess and then the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this wonderful month of September. As September continues, Father God says this is a wonderful season to begin to focus on finances. For Father God says you'll be doing a balancing act in this season, yet Father God says you're assigned for it. Father God says you're anointed and appointed. For Father God says you'll find balance in relationships, partnerships, and Father God says you're going to be focusing on your spiritual priorities. For Father God says this is the season where he's restoring your health and your mind. I hear Father God saying new vitality and new strength to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. I further hear Father God saying emotional healing. For Father God says this is a season where you're going to begin to take responsibility and accountability for yourself. And Father God says you're going to begin to move forward. I hear Father God say, focus on the big picture in this season, for Father God says you're going to be able to plan wisely. Father God says you're even reviewing your value system in this season. For I hear Father God saying wise financial counsel. I hear Father God saying there's going to be a season where you're going to be walking in a new understanding. I hear Father God saying you're revamping some things, even concerning your personal routines and your everyday schedule. I hear Father God saying write it down and make it plan for success, because Father God says you're going to walk it out. I also hear Father God saying you're going to be paying attention to family in this season in a new way. And Father God says speak and be heard. For Father God said this is a season where you're going to begin to come into even a new restoration, even concerning God says he's restoring some things concerning education. Father God says your education is not over. Father God said to focus. I have scholarships and grants. And I hear Father God saying, set your intentions. Father God says, set your intentions concerning this endeavor. And Father God says, you're going to complete it. I also hear Father God saying, face your fears. Well, Father God says, you are in the season of self-discovery. And Father God says, you're able to even identify with hidden fears in this season. And Father God says, you're going to begin to face your fears and work through them where they will not become crutches. I hear Father God saying, this is an excellent time to begin to release your fears and face any obstacles. I hear Father God says anything with addiction. Father God says this is the season to release the addictions. I hear Father God saying avoid being a workaholic in this season. And Father God says you're going to work smart and hard. So Father God says move forward in faith and not fear. And Father God says this is the season to focus on your potential and not your past. I do hear Father God saying let go, let God, and move in confidence. For Father God says he's restoring your confidence in this season. Father God says avoid becoming jealous or resentful of anyone or their accomplishments. Father God says this is the season to celebrate others' victories, celebrate others' success. For Father God says this is a season also of self-improvement and self-evaluation. Father God says this is also the season to begin to focus on self and Father God says you're in a season of new self-expression. Father God says let your expression flow through your writings. Begin to write the book for your story is to be told. And that is the word of the Lord.
Prophetess Marsha McGee, thank you for the seat of $58. Ooh, something about that $58 seat. It's going to get rid of and remove the worry and the stress from around you. It's going to cause you to come into a season where God's going to wipe away some kind of a debt matter or whatever that's connected to. It's going to be a seed that's going to do something surrounding a child or a son that has been on your heart. It's going to touch his mind in a brand new way and bring peace. Where there's anger, he's going to bring peace. Something about this $58 seed. If you would just get a seed of $58 for each one of your sons, God will do something for them. I heard the Spirit of the Lord says this challenge shall fall off of thee and away from thee. God says, let not worry nor doubt have its place in thee, woman of God. I want you to begin to know, prophetess of the Most High, that the Lord will say unto thee that you're stepping into a season of a new glory. You're stepping into a season of a greater leadership role. You're stepping into a season where your prophetic gift and your sensitivity is going to be very strong in this season, for you're beginning some new things in your life that is going to cause you to begin to prosper. I want you to begin to know, woman of God, that there's a shifting and that there is a moving of the Spirit happening, yea, even in this here hour. For newness shall be thine portion. Thank you, woman of God, for this miracle seed. Change, change, change shall bless the works of your hands. Oh, even in the month of October, change shall begin to bless thee. Opportunities, you're going to feel them right after the 14th of October. Change is going to begin to happen up for thee. For the Lord says, let nothing or anyone upset you or invoke your temper. It's important that you stay level-headed in the month of October. Oh, November, new expression, new opportunities. The Lord said also says unto thee in November, try not to hurt or anger anyone as well. Express your thoughts and begin to get them out. Do not dwell on the things of the past, saith the Spirit of the Lord in the month of November. For the Lord says, guard your words. Do not provoke anyone to anger, saith the Lord of the hosts. Know that your mind is going to be moving quickly because a lot is going to be coming to you. I heard God say that he's enhancing you and he's increasing you. And you're going to see in November, even from round about, particularly from the 8th of the month until like the 20th of the month, I see elevation. I see money showing up. I see promotion. I see you making a name for yourself. I see God positioning you for some new things, positioning you and possibly new work or something being offered to you that is going to increase you, but also bring new blessings into your life. Thank you for your miracle seed.